Keys to Healthy Living by Maria Fontaine.
Your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit who is in you. You have received the Holy Spirit from God. So you do not belong to yourselves, because you were bought by God for a price. So honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. A big part of living healthily, as we know, is living a balanced life. Some of the basic keys to a healthy lifestyle and for healthy aging that medical experts highlight are eating a well-balanced diet, exercising, getting sufficient sleep, limiting alcohol consumption, and managing stress. It can take some serious effort to maintain that balance in your life, but balance should be what we strive for. As the Bible says, let your moderation be known to all men. Diet and nutrition are an important part of healthy living that we've learned a lot about over the years. But it is good to evaluate our habits from time to time to see if there are points that need improvement, especially as our bodies age and require more care on our part. In health matters, as with many other things in life, the Lord generally will not roll away the stone for us, but expects us to make informed decisions and to do our part to eat healthily and to live healthy lives. Doubtless several 100,000 health and diet books have been published, and there are many websites on diet and health available today. Many of them offer conflicting information, as the world today is full of extremes in the realm of health and nutrition. Sometimes a certain kind of diet or supplement is widely accepted or acclaimed, but later is found to be detrimental in some way to your body when taken to the extreme. So when making decisions about a healthy lifestyle and how to give the Lord our cooperation in the realm of health, it's important to discern between what is good and tried and true and what is man's wisdom or a passing fad that won't hold water in the end. There are many factors in the world today that age and weaken our bodies and affect the food we eat, such as pollution, chemicals, etc. Learning to listen to your body in conjunction with researching to find out what your body needs for healthy living is a valuable skill to acquire. The Lord can show you what approach or plan will work best for you personally. Investing in your health is important, as your body is His temple, and caring for it is part of our service to Him. Of course, the God factor is always important to bear in mind, as we are called to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and trust Him for everything that concerns us. Even as our bodies age and our health is not as vibrant as when we were young, we know that His word promises us that the Lord will fulfill His plans and purposes for our lives, and that His steadfast love for us endures forever. My creation. Words from Jesus. I am your creator. I created each of you for a specific purpose. My creation is beautiful and prepared for what it must face in life. The human body is a very versatile, adaptable, durable, and powerful creation. I made it this way to encase the eternal spirit that is inside you. It is only the spirit that lasts for eternity, but the bodily house in which it is encased is meant to last for as long as I need you to live on earth to fulfill your commission for me. I created the human body with the capability to live a long life. However, your times are in my hands, and I have a different plan for each person. I also created you in such a way that you have a part to play in keeping your body as strong and healthy as possible, in obedience to my laws of nature and health. In doing so, you show respect and honor to me as your creator. To live the healthiest life you can, it is important to pay attention to what you do with your body, what you put into it, and how you care for it. This means not taking your health, your body, which is my creation, for granted. I have called your body my temple and told you that my spirit dwells in you and my temple is holy. And you are that temple. You are so precious to me. Your spirit is invaluable. But your body is also precious to me, for it is my creation, an amazingly intricate and highly developed creation. Part of the great plan of creation, and one of the reasons I created humankind, was so that you could learn to make the right decisions. Every sphere of life requires that you take some action on your part. Your salvation is a free gift of my love and grace. But to receive this gift, you have to admit your need for me, confess your sin, believe in me, and receive me. One of the foundations of healthy living is believing and acting on the principle that your choices matter and contribute to your health. In a healthy state, the human body desires and craves a balanced, healthy, nutritious diet. But it's all too easy to become corrupted in your tastes and appetites, and sadly, many people do, which can result in negative consequences for their health. I want each of my followers to experience fullness of life. I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And part of that is doing your best to live a healthy life. Follow my master plan for healthy living by doing your best to eat right, exercise, and cast your cares on me, trusting that I will be with you in every season of life and I will sustain you. Even as your physical body ages and faces challenges, your eternal spirit will just shine ever brighter till the full light of day.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.